From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Gulf state leaders remain united in efforts to destroy the Islamic State group and stabilize a conflict-ridden Middle East region. In Riyadh, President Obama reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to deter and confront aggressions against the Gulf Cooperation Council partners and allies in the region.
We remain united in our fight to destroy ISIL, or Daesh, which is a threat to all of us. And the United States will help our GCC partners ensure that their special operations forces are interoperable, and GCC nations will continue to increase their contributions to the fight against ISIL and the coalition that we've formed. We'll continue to support Iraq as it liberates and stabilizes towns and cities from ISIL control, and will remain leading donors of humanitarian aid to the peoples of Syria and Iraq who have suffered so much.
Following Thursday's summit, President Obama is departing for London, where he will address a range of issues with British Prime Minister David Cameron. Mitsubishi Motors Corporation Thursday said its research facilities had been raided by Japan's Transport Ministry. It's investigating the automaker after it admitted that it was manipulating fuel economy data. The automaker confirmed the raid at its research center in Nagoya. Meanwhile, Volkswagen looks to have struck a deal with the U.S. authorities over compensating car owners for its massive engine rigging scandal. That's according to a newspaper report Thursday that sent VW shares soaring on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. VW would foot the bill for refitting each engine. This is VOA News. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that the nearly two-month-old ceasefire in Syria is under strain, but still represents the best chance at a peaceful solution to the country's crisis. The cessation of hostilities between pro-government forces and opposition fighters went into effect at the end of February and has been widely credited with sharply reducing fighting in Syria. However, both sides have reported numerous violations, including a rise in the fighting in the past few weeks. Meanwhile, relief groups launched their largest aid delivery yet in Syria Thursday, sending 65 trucks carrying food and medicines to a besieged rebel-held town in the country's center, according to the Red Cross. The Red Crescent and the International Committee of the Red Cross will deliver the aid to some 120,000 civilians in and around the Homs province town of Rostan. That's according to an ICRC spokesman. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also said that there has been a significant reduction in the number of migrants and refugees attempting to cross the Aegean Sea to reach Europe. Stoltenberg was speaking at a joint news conference with the Turkish foreign minister in Ankara. He said he believed a NATO presence in the Aegean Sea is needed.
We still see that the smugglers are trying to get people over the Aegean Sea. And also, we have to be prepared that if we leave, then we can see a return of the high numbers of people trying to cross the Aegean Sea in an illegal and dangerous way.
Again, that is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. The United Nations expects peace talks for Yemen to begin Thursday after being delayed when opposition delegations stayed home, complaining of ceasefire violations by pro-government forces. Those negotiations are being held in Kuwait. Members of the Houthi rebels and the party of former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh left Yemen Wednesday after assurances that the ceasefire would be respected. Ethiopia's military said as it entered South Sudan and surrounded villages where more than 100 children were abducted from Ethiopia are being held. The children were taken by suspected ethnic rural fighters, and they attacked villages in Ethiopia's southwestern Gabella region on Friday. More than 200 people were killed in those attacks. South Sudan's government says it's cooperating with Ethiopia's military. Starbucks has spread to sub-Saharan Africa with opening Thursday of a new location in Johannesburg. The company announced in July that it would be partnering with Taste Holdings to bring a number of stores to South Africa. A group of people lined up outside the Johannesburg store before it opened, including some who waited there for 7 hours. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.